Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is April 23rd, 2015. Welcome to the Home Business Lifestyle Show. I'm your host, Shaul Adams, and I'm so excited to be doing this show because I love working from home, and I love being my own boss. And so the Home Business Lifestyle Show focuses on all things that have to do with working from home to build a successful business. Today's topic is going to help you feel stronger about sharing your business and really understanding why you want to have an MLM. So before we start on our topic, it's time for best practices in your home business. And later in the show, we'll be talking about dreaming big and acting on it daily. So today I have a special guest bringing her best practices tip for customer retention management, and her name is Jennifer Baker. She's a certified expert with Constant Contact. She speaks for them several times a month. She is certified in social marketing, digital and broadcast marketing, emotional intelligence, DISC, advanced mediation. She's a, well, you do a lot of training, Dr. Jennifer. Good for you. So she really has a lot of tools to help performance, behavior, and agreements within an organization. So she loves being a motivational business speaker, and she's a master certified expert. So welcome to the show, Jennifer Baker.
Oh, thank you, Shaul. I appreciate you having me here today. What an honor. Thank you. You know my passion is the same as yours, helping anyone who can put their own big boy boots on and get started, right? Do something
exactly.
For themselves and be in business for themselves. I love it when like minds work together.
Absolutely. So yeah. Loving the home business, you know, there's so many different aspects to having a home business become successful. And one of them is follow-up. And I know that you're here today to talk about a customer retention manager, which includes how to use that those kind of tools for following up with all your customers, right?
Absolutely. So I'll start with just what is a customer retention manager of any kind. I work specifically with Constant Contact. I'm one of 64 in the world who's actually master certified with them. So it is a huge honor to be at that level with Constant Contact, considering they have about 700,000 users. It's very exciting, and it's a huge honor. The reason I did this, the reason that this has come about, was back when I left my corporate America position as a top executive. I knew marketing. I could tell everyone what to do. I knew how to market. That was the original terms of the DISC and emotional intelligence and all of those certifications, with how to effectively work with someone to get them to do what you'd like them to do, so any form of marketing. And as I went out on my own, it was a very humbling moment when you realize you can't pick up the phone and dial somebody's phone number and tell them to get a couple of pieces put together for you. There's nothing more painful than that moment, I'll tell you. So I knew that, you know, that this was now 9.5 years ago. I'm coming up on my 10th anniversary of being in business for myself. And back then I knew that email marketing, online marketing was going to be the number one way of doing business in the next few years. So I went out and I searched all the different customer retention management. At the time, they called it email marketing only. They really didn't have online marketing CRMs out there. So it was an interesting world back then, but I knew that we had created them with my corporation because we were, you know, a Fortune 50 company. So it was easy to work with what we had tool-wise, and I knew there was something out there. I found Constant Contact after researching about 15 different types of companies. And the reason I chose that company specific was, number one, they're an American company. They have to abide by American laws, et cetera. So when it comes to security and safety of your data, that's what I chose. I also chose them because their customer service was phenomenal. So I was just like everybody else out there in the world, just an average user of their tool. And at that time, there was a survey tool and an email marketing. Surveys were number one for me because you need to know what's going on with whoever you're talking to in order to know how you're affecting them. And so I chose Constant Contact, started working with their tools and using them, and that's what built my business. I would say, honestly, it took me from a zero to a hero overnight, because at the time, I didn't even have a website set up. My web designer cost me about $15,000, and they couldn't get it.
Oh, wow.
So the email marketing, yeah, the email marketing saved my life, because every person you talk to wants to see something, and they want to touch something. So here's how simple it was for me. As I was on the phone with someone and they said, yeah, I'd like you to send me something, or go ahead and put me on your email list and I'll, you know, I'll read it as I'm interested. And I said, great, I'm happy to do that for you. And by the way, if you'd like me to do that, go ahead and grab your cell phone, please, while we're talking on the phone. And I would actually have them text to join my email list, because I didn't want to get caught up in those anti-spam laws either, because at that time, anti-spam laws were on their way in. And so if each person opts in on their own, I don't have to worry about those laws or those issues. So just for anyone listening, if they would like to test the program or to join my list, I do the 10-minute marketing toolkit for home-based businesses as well. And very similar to what you're doing. So it's kind of fun. I didn't realize all of this, so it's really fun. But my email goes out for 10-minute marketing toolkit. And if they're interested, they can just text with their cell phone, 22828 is the number, and the message that they type in, all one word, is get your success. And that's what they do to join my email list and stay in touch with my hints and tips like you, except it's 10 minutes a week. I tell everybody, focus on what they're doing, because as you know, if you don't have an inventory in your business, you're dead in the water. And in a home-based business of any kind, whether it's a, you know, a landscaping home-based business or whatever, or any other MLM type of home-based business, your inventory is the list of people and the contacts that you have. Otherwise, you're just out of business. So if they'd like to stay in communication with you also, they can sign up that way. I hope that's okay with you to share that. But it's an awesome tool. And
absolutely.
So that was my, it was my saving grace. That's what I said. So for those that don't understand how important a retention manager is, it's awesome to be out there, and my example is being out in a networking event or out at a show of some kind. A lot of us do some type of a show, some type of a farmer's market, some, you know, something out there where you're out and meeting complete strangers. And as that stranger comes by your booth, you have two options, one to have them sign up to do some kind of a drawing or something like that, and then you hope that you can build a relationship with them. If you have something of value to offer them, then you sign them up on some form of a retention manager, and that's how you stay in communication with them, and that's how you build a stronger relationship with them, and that's how you ultimately, at the end of the day, if you have the right offer and the right message enough, then you sign them up for whatever you're trying to sign them up for. You know, whether it's home-based business or a real business or a real job or whatever it is, that relationship building that you can do in online marketing as a whole is just priceless. And so, again, I use Constant Contact. There's a lot of other companies out there. I don't recommend most of them. There's a couple that I would give additional information if someone wanted that information, but I use Constant Contact for that purpose. It's just an easy way to do it. It's an entire online marketing toolkit. It's not just email marketing. So if you do events, if you do fundraising of any kind, if you want to do crowdfunding of any kind, if you do surveys, if you do online deals, similar to like a Deal Chicken or Groupon or Living Social, I think there's probably 50 others out there, but all of those type of concepts Constant Contact has at no cost, or $1, $2, or $3 versus 75% of your profits for doing some kind of an online deal. So there's a ton of different reasons that I use those tools, and that's the type of tools that these are. It's a retention toolkit. So everything you do helps you stay in touch with and communicate with and build relationship with those complete strangers that you meet, or those friends of yours that said, yeah, I'm interested in helping you, but I don't know anything about it. So it's great to create some form of a drip system where you're sending out, you know, information emails and suggestive emails for them to understand more about what you're doing without you calling them and bugging them 50 times. Most people understand the concept of guerrilla marketing that started back in the 80s, which was it takes 6 to 7 times to even get a person to want to trust you enough to call you back, let alone to do business with you. So under those pretenses, if you've got social media, online media, just like what you're doing now, and then you also have the, all your social sites, the websites, you send maybe a follow-up card, and you've got them on a retention email, then you've got a beautiful opportunity to stay in touch and build a relationship.
That is awesome. So basically what I'm hearing is that the CRM is a way for you to stay in touch with all of your clients, all of your prospects, all of the people who've shown any interest, and do it in a way that builds a relationship. And you know, you've talked to them maybe on the phone, and so you can log in there, you know, they're getting ready to send their kids to college, right? So that next time you talk to them, they know that you know who they are. Does that sound about right?
Absolutely. It's priceless. And the best part of it is it's not you using the efforts to do it. You set it up once, and it's just an automatic drip system. So you're building a relationship with one to thousands versus one to one with about 15 minutes of your time. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell them how they can opt into your information again?
Oh, sure. So if they are interested in my 10-minute toolkit, marketing hints and tips, the easiest way is to text the number 22828, and the word is get your success, all one word in the message, and it'll prompt them to go ahead and sign up for my email list. They also, if they're interested in Constant Contact itself, if they're interested in looking at that, they can go to my URL site for it, which is getyoursuccess.constantcontact.com. And then I have my own websites and everything else that I can give out, but it would be easier for them to, that gives them an easy shot to go check out what they're looking for. And again, the best way to stay in touch with me is through the Marketing Toolkit, because I give out advice on like 50 different companies that do really, really great online work.
Perfect. Well, Jennifer, I really appreciate you coming on the call today and sharing your experience with customer retention managers, and I hope that to have you back in the future.
Thank you, Charlotte. I just want to tell you thank you so much for helping all of these home-based businesses. This type of work is priceless, and I hope that everybody values what you're doing, and I just wish you the very best of luck, and I look forward to hearing some more of your shows.
Wonderful. Have a great
day. You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Jennifer. All right. That was wonderful having Jennifer Baker on the show to explain about customer retention managers. You know, you really do want to get set up with something like that for your home-based business. It's just the best way to build relationships with your list, and your list is your business. So let's get into our topic of the day. First, I just want to share real quick, you know, I failed in network marketing 6 times. Before I found success in my current MLM. And I've always believed in the MLM business model, and so do many major entrepreneurs like Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, and Tony Robbins, just to name a few. I started in the direct sales business model when I was 18 years old, but I failed, and over the years I tried it 5 more times and failed 5 more times. And so what I thought I had learned from the MLM business model is that it's a great model for doing business, but it wasn't for me because I was so uncomfortable selling. I finally realized, and I put realized in quotation marks, that this wasn't something that would work for me. So when I was approached by my friend Michelle in June of 2013, it was a no for me. But at the time, through circumstances that I had gone through and a lot of grief that I was going through, I hadn't really been on it with my business. And so I took a side sales job with an insurance company, and they promised that the only people I'd have to talk to are the ones who filled out a request, right? Well, that environment was toxic. My manager was toxic, and, you know, with everything I was going through at the time, the environment was just devastating. And when my friend shared, I did say no because I knew that I just wasn't going to be approaching people and doing that whole MLM thing. But she got me to an event on a Friday night, and my boss advised me to do something illegal on a Monday morning. And so I immediately got all my things together and put them on the secretary's desk and joined my friend's business. And you know what? Within 5 weeks, my husband and I knew that it was different. And it was different because of the approach that we don't try to teach people to sell. You heard on the radio show yesterday about not selling. So now I have the experience of failure and success in an MLM. And I really wanted to talk about why MLM should be part of your home business strategy. It should be one of your revenue streams. And remember, if you're doing an MLM only right now, I encourage you to get other revenue streams as well. But let's talk specifically about why MLM, relationship marketing, direct sales, is a great strategy. See, relationship marketing is a business model that creates leverage. It's not just you doing all the work. J. Paul Getty says he'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of his own. And that's why this business model is so great. And I know a lot of people get into this whole concept of it's a pyramid scheme. But you got to look at it this way. In a traditional corporation, it is structured like a pyramid. And very few people can break out of that pyramid. In relationship marketing, it's structured like a pyramid in that you come in, you bring some people in, then they bring some people in. It's multi-level, but it doesn't always go strictly in a pyramid. And here's why. You could come onto my team and surpass me in a matter of a few months, depending on your own effort. So it is a business model that creates leverage because you've got team going in the same direction. Okay. Another reason that MLM is so powerful is because it creates residual income. Let me share you a quick story. We have somebody in our company that she was very ill, but she built her business from her bed. And she built a six-figure income from her bed. And she eventually passed. And what has happened is that her husband was able to take off work to be with his children while they went through that grieving process because they had residual income coming in. Residual income gives you the freedom to go and do some of the things in life that you want to do. And I'm not talking about just for yourself. Most people that join an MLM, they do it because they want to create philanthropy in the world. They want to give. And this is something that gives you the resources to give. You can't deal with charity or be somebody that's doing charity until you take care of yourself and until you create the resources, right? Because my whole philosophy about why I work from home is I want to live bigger, I want to give bigger. So another reason that I enjoy the MLM business is that it encourages personal development on a daily basis. It encourages personal growth. And that's who I've been even since I was in my teens. I began reading personal development books even as a teenager. So I love that it encourages that you become the best version of you, the best version of you. I got news for you. If you're involved with somebody who says, I don't want you to change me, you need to run. Because that's somebody who is absolutely telling you, I have no intention of growing. That's a scary place. So personal development on a daily basis is absolutely critical to your success, not only in your business, but in your life. And it's so powerful that that's part of being in a really good direct sales company, MLM company. Another reason that MLM is such a great part of your home business strategy is that there's a low barrier of entry. Anyone can do this. I mean, not everyone will, but anyone can, especially if they embrace the personal development path. So a real low barrier of entry, it doesn't require certifications and, it doesn't require certain education and, There's no huge fees. There's no big certifications. You don't have to get a business loan. It makes it easy for people to join. That's good news, but it's also bad news. It makes it easy for people to join, so they don't really treat it like a business sometimes. And that's, again, where the personal development on a daily basis comes in. You know, you're learning business practices. You're learning mindsets. You know, you're learning leadership all through personal development. And those things are very powerful tools. Another reason that I think MLM is so awesome to add to your arsenal is that you can literally get into profit from your first day. Many people do. Now, I didn't get into profit my first day, but I did my first week. You know what a traditional business, it's 5 years before they can see any kind of profit generally. And most of them fail in that first 5 years. So they have to put in a lot of money to experience that failure. And remember, we're not afraid of failure, right? we're not afraid of experiencing failure because that's just part of our road to success. And the road to success is paved with failure. Okay, so just think about these reasons, and I'll just kind of run them by you one more time. Relationship marketing creates leverage. It creates residual income that'll come in for years to come. See, one of the things that's so great about MLM is that when you, if you're in the right company, when you create that residual income, it's an asset that you own and you can will it to your children or a charity or whoever you want to will it to. It encourages personal development on a daily basis. This is the number one thing that you really got to be thinking about. There's a low barrier of entry. Anyone can do this. You can work from anywhere in the world, and this is one of my favorites. You can work from anywhere in the world. I love to travel. And so I can go to places where my company's opening up, and I can write off a lot of the travel expenses. All right, so yeah, I think that you kind of understand that MLM is an incredible business model. It's been around for over 100 years. You know, there's so many major entrepreneurs that will tell you it is an incredible business model. So start looking around. Do your homework. Find, if you're not already in an MLM, start looking for one. Make sure that they really have their ducks in a row. You know, check the DSA list, the Direct Selling Association. Check with them on the different companies and, you know, look at their compensation plan. Look at who would enroll you and, you know, are they committed to your success? You know, so let's talk about dream big but act on it daily. Many people who achieve great things hit rock bottom first. In the About page on my blog, I have a graphic quote by J.K. Rowling that says, "Rock bottom was the solid foundation upon which I rebuilt my life." See, I've been to rock bottom more than once in my life, sometimes of my own making and sometimes through unbelievable loss. And Michael Beckwith is quoted, he says, "Pain pushes you until a vision pulls you." I love that. Pain pushes you until a vision pulls you. So what I thought I'd do today is share a list of people who have failed, who lost big, who could have allowed it to stop them but didn't. And part of dreaming big and acting on it daily is to act on your frame of mind. How do you process the failures in your life? You've got big dreams, experience failure, and you think of it as a barrier to your success. This happens to us all the time. We've all done it. We've all been there. All the very successful people have been there thinking, this is it, I'm done for, right? But they check their frame of mind, and they start acting on their dreams daily. They act, they take action on how they are viewing and how they are framing the experiences of their life. See, two people can experience the same devastation, but one's going to build great things on that rock bottom foundation, and others are simply going to find a comfortable place to lay down, even though it's not that comfortable. You know, in Jeff Olson's book, The Slight Edge, that's exactly what he's talking about. The daily things that you do will either, you'll do little daily things that get you outside your comfort zone a little bit now, and you're going to be incredibly comfortable in your life later. Or people choose to stay within their comfort zone, and that's how they act on a daily basis. And it's not that comfortable, but they're not stepping outside themselves. They're not stepping outside their comfort zone to do anything bigger. They're going to end up being so uncomfortable later in life. Think about that. When I saw that graphic in his book, it just blew my mind. It totally hit me what he was saying there. Get a little bit uncomfortable now to really reach those dreams and be incredibly comfortable later. So if you've hit rock bottom, don't look for a place to sit. Look for a place to climb out. And let me just give you a bunch of names of people who have failed big. Go and research them. Go find out what their struggles were, because then you'll start to relate to it, and you'll understand the road to success, the road to your dreams is paved with failure. And you just keep going. So here's a list. Sylvester Stallone, Abraham Lincoln, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Elvis Presley, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, Oprah Winfrey, Marilyn Monroe, Lucille Ball. Go research the adversities that they faced and look at your own life. Can you overcome what's stopping you? Are you dreaming big enough? Plan in place to help you act on your dreams daily. We did a radio show earlier in the week about tracking your money-making activities. That's the same concept. Track those activities that will keep you moving forward towards your dreams. And is your mindset one of I will until? I will until. You know, I really hope that you enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoyed having a guest on the show. And I'd love to hear from you. You know, go over to my blog, shawladams.com. It's a brand new look that I just truly love. And that's S as in Sam, C-H-A-L-L-A-D-A-M-S, shawladams.com. And leave me a message there by clicking on the Contact Us button on the right side of the page. And I hope that you will join me tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Our topic will be, get past the cool MLM opportunity and products. And I've got special guest Lisa Metzger. She'll be sharing her best practices, tips for staying healthy while working from home. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. Thank you.